Hello, people, and welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 26. I am Jeff.
I'm Brandon, and do I need to say it 26 just the way I like them?
Yeah. Yeah. And then we've got our first real guest tonight.
Yes.
Renico, or as I like to call him, the closer.
The closer.
The closer. I like it.
What does that mean?
We'll tell you off air.
Yeah. Okay. Conversation for this.
All right. Let's go ahead and start it off with, what are you drinking on, Brandon?
I'm risking it tonight. I'm exhausted, so I thought maybe I'll drink something with energy. No, I just decided to go with some vodka and raspberry lemonade.
All right.
Nice choice.
Love it.
What are you drinking on?
Well, I had a rough night last night, so I'm just sticking to some reds. Reds.
Nice.
All right. Well, what do you have planned for tonight?
Just, I've got a couple things to talk about. Nothing like list-wise or nothing out of the ordinary. Just a couple things I want to gripe about.
Okay. Well, I've got a word association for Renico.
Awesome.
I've got Dr. Jeff.
Naturally.
And I've got two open letters and to grind my gears.
Did you send him the questions?
No.
No, because you didn't send them to me either.
That's true.
Naughty Jeff. Cordell's been listening. I'm proud of him.
I wonder if he's continued to listen or he realized how much we called him a fag and he quit.
He made it all the way to the, whatever it was, 24 before.
That's true.
Yeah, so who knows?
All right, what do you want to do first?
Your mom. Does she listen?
Yeah.
She listens when she's with me.
It's kind of kinky, man. She listens to when she's with me, too.
Nice, yeah. There you go.
Fucking weird,
just
man.
Just a family affair.
Yeah.
I just want to bring up the fact that it's actually nice outside now. And so I might actually be in a better mood from here on out. So I might not have a lot of things to complain about.
Oh, I will. Work.
Yeah. Well, naturally. Oh, yeah. See, that's all I have to talk about is work. I hate it. All
right.
I hate work. I do home renovations full time. Okay. I just do the Harley thing part time. So we're working for this interior designer, which, well, you'll hear the story why I call them interior decorators. That's all they do. They decorate things, pick out paint colors. They don't design anything. Well, I don't think so. I mean, she's like a 75-year-old woman who wears like a pound of makeup. I swear.
Sounds gay to me.
Yeah. if she smiled, it would just crack and fall off.
So she smells like oil of the way.
Yeah, it's weird.
And cheap perfume.
She's weird, but you know, she's...
And dusty vagina.
She's rich. Well, I didn't smell that. But she's rich. She's rich, so she's important and smart, right?
Right. Probably sucked a lot of dick to get there.
Maybe. Her husband's a banker. His name is Monty.
Monty?
Yes,
well, Monty. He's definitely a fag.
Monty Butts. True story.
What a name.
Monty and Jane Butts. So she draws this blueprint, I guess, I don't know, of this bathroom we're redoing. Just draws on a piece of paper in pencil. Has her little measurements of how, you know, she wants this wall this long and this door to be 30 inches, this cabinet to be 24. She forgets to, like, her walls are just lines. So they have no dimension to it. They have no depth. So she didn't account for the thickness of the walls. She didn't account for the thickness of one of the doors. So the entire dimension, the entire design was off by a foot. So I built it to what would fit, okay? 2 days later, I had to go back, rip it all out, rebuild it again, just to add like 10 inches to this certain wall, because...
Because she was dumb.
Yeah, so it looks like shit, and I had to do it twice, which just pisses me off. I hate having to do things twice because someone else screws up.
Except sex. That's okay.
Well, I don't screw that up. Well, I screw it up. Usually I'd have to do it twice because the first time's over in 10 seconds.
That's how I am. I keep telling chicks, I'm like, wait, this time's going to suck, but the second time will be fucking good.
Trust me. Stick around for part two.
Y'all have sex like a Tyson fight?
Yeah.
Like a...
In his prime.
Was it Ronda Rousey? Is that her name?
Yeah. Straight killed that bitch.
God. I don't know. I saw a picture of her. I was like, wow, she's kind of hot. And then I saw the fight, and I'm like, stay away.
Yeah, any chick that can kick my ass, not really attractive.
No.
Unless we're going to be in, like, some place where people get shot, and then it's okay. I'll be like, yeah, come on.
Yeah, I haven't watched UFC in a long time, but I watched all 14 seconds of that fight.
You could pretty much, if you sneeze, it's over.
What do you do if you pay-per-view that and, you know, you pay however much money? I don't know. Do they still do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what, 50 bucks?
60?
Yeah. Yeah. 60 bucks. Oh, it's over in 14 minutes. Or 14 seconds.
Well, there are a bunch of crappy fights before that.
There was a hooker joke in there somewhere. Like, I paid $60 for a hooker and it was over in 14 seconds.
Yeah, that is a hooker joke.
It was a good night. 14 was a good night. What does Renico have? What did he prepare?
Nothing.
Cow. How come none of our guests prepare anything?
So unprepared.
Well, like, it'll be better than that one chick who just sat there and laughed.
That's true.
Well, I'm better than her at life, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope I'm at least better at this, too.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can do Dr. Jeff.
You could do Dr. Jeff.
I forgot to email these to you, didn't
I? Know. That's why I said, did you email them to him? Because you didn't send them to me.
All right, we'll just do it the old way.
Okay, we'll sit over here and...
laugh, if you will, or... Yeah. Boo, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Jeff, I have a small penis. What do I do? Mr. Small Dick, use a penis pump or fuck midgets.
Yeah, that wasn't me, by the way. I didn't send that in.
Yeah, I know who sent it in.
Okay, yeah.
Dr. Jeff, do you find the words gay and fag offensive? Sexual of homo. Dear the gay, no I don't, because not either of those apply to me. Unless it's two hot chicks, I like that. But if they're ugly chicks or dudes, hell no. I tend to be unpolitically correct. That's a word, right?
Yes. What if it's a hot chick and a semi ugly chick?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What if it's a hot chick facing you and the semi ugly chick looking away?
Definitely.
Yeah, I could do that too.
Dr. Jeff, sometimes when I wear sweats, I get a boner. I'm embarrassed. Signed, Boner Guy. And I wrote, Dear Chubby Checker, walk around with pride. It's good for people to know you aren't a limp dick.
Yeah, no joke. Why only sometimes when he wears them? Why not all the time when he wears sweatpants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you know, when you were like in school and you'd be like, oh, I got a boner and I got to go up to the chalkboard, I'd be like...
Heck yeah. I'd use it to write on the chalkboard.
Yeah. Dr. Jeff... I find you offensive and rude. Signed, bitch. Dear bitch, fuck you. And this is the last one.
Not much advice in that.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let her know. Last one. Dr. Jeff, I know you love sports. Who do you have as your MVP in basketball this year? Curry, Westbrook, James, or Harden? NBA fan. I choose Jeff Blake.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't follow the NBA. Only their arrest records. And Mark Cuban, I like listening to him sometimes.
He's kind of funny.
Yeah, he's kind of funny, and he's kind of smart, too.
And he's rich as fuck.
A little rich.
Yeah.
Did you see when him and Skip Bayless went at it, and he just tore Skip Bayless a new one?
Missed it.
No, see, I would watch that, too.
Dude, it was funny, because Skip was trying to say how LeBron was scared or whatever against Dallas when they lost the finals. And Mark Cuban was like, oh, yeah, you know what defense we were playing? He's like, starts going off, and Skip's just like,
yeah.
He's from Oklahoma, too.
Who? Skip Bayless. Yeah. I was going to say, Mark Cuban? I didn't think so. But.
He didn't want the Thunder because he knew all the people from Oklahoma would quit going to Dallas games.
Yeah. Man, speaking of that, we should go to some Drillers games, but some Rangers games. We should go watch the Rangers play the Yankees.
Yeah. Even though Jeter's not there anymore, and there's no one I even know anymore.
Yeah, that's how it is with me in Atlanta.
Except A-Rod. That dude's a fucking douche.
Now, see, that's the best thing, because you go to a Rangers versus Yankees, and the entire stadium boos him. The Yankees fans and the Rangers fans, because he left the Rangers to play with the Yankees.
That's true.
It's one of the most satisfying feelings ever.
That and banging his chick.
That's true, yeah.
All right, I'll just do one open letter right now and save the other one for later.
You've already picked them?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Do this.
This is for politically correct people or PETA.
Okay.
Eat a dick. Nobody cares about your sensitive... Nobody cares about your sensitive ass except other sensitive asses. You think everything is offensive. I have something I want you to listen to very carefully. Fag. Bitch. Dyke. Cunt. Ass fuck. Dick face. Asians can't drive. Mexicans roof or mow lawns and are mostly illegal. Black people like chicken. White people have small dicks. Black and white people are racist. Midgets look funny. Retards. Fat ass. Fuck idiot. Jew. Bald. White trash. Slut. KKK. Dutch bastard. Damn it. A fucking score popped up. Sometimes you have to take action and blow shit up and not wait for some terrorist to fuck up more innocent people or take over the freedom that you take advantage of every day. Military is to protect us. They knew what they signed up for. People actually appreciate them and their sacrifice, unlike you, that want to whine about it and say bring them home and put the country at risk. Don't be stupid. Support them, you douchebags. You get mad about Christianity, but every other religion you're sympathetic towards. I don't live my life or speak the way I should, but I see you hypocrites for what you really are and what you represent. PETA, if the only option you had was to wear some fox or bear skin or die from freezing to death, I bet you would wear the shit out of them and not tell a soul because you don't want anyone to give you hell about it. Quit criticizing people, you pussy ass. You make me sick. You the dick motherfuckers. This is Jeff signing off with I hate you bitches with a fucking passion.
Two things to add.
Okay.
Why people also can't dance.
Oh, that's true.
Or jump.
That's true.
Oh, I thought only white men couldn't jump.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay.
That's
that is true. God.
I love that movie.
I do too. Yeah, the PETA people, they should we should make them like some poison ivy leaf clothes or stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I say we put them in the fucking Himalaya mountains and have a deer skin, bear skin, and rabbit skin and be like, "All right, you're naked. Yeah. What are you going to do?" Yeah. You're either going to die.
A pile of poison ivy leaves.
Yeah, you're either going to die or fucking put on that bear skin.
Yep.
I bet you they'd put on that bear skin.
They probably would.
I hate them, man. They piss me off.
I do too. I mean, like, I have a dog. I love my dog. I want to take care of him. But it's like, if he does something stupid, like chew up a pair of riding gloves or something, yeah, he's going to get slapped.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like, oh, I value his life more than I value mine.
It's like parents scared to beat their kids' ass.
Boy, that's another thing that pisses me off. We went,
or when they have leashes on them.
We had a slow day.
That's funny.
Yeah. We had a slow day at work. And so me and one other guy, a coworker, Joe, we went out to my boss's house to rearrange some things. We installed a sign. My boss bought the old gray snail sign. Because now it's called something like 15 Below or something like that. So they bought the old sign. We hung it up in his garage. We rearranged some stuff to make room for his wife to be able to park her vehicle in the main garage. He's got a 16-year-old son who drives a brand new, I just lost my train of thought, Dodge Challenger. Got it on like his 16th birthday. The kid doesn't work.
Awesome.
So we go to clean out their garage so that she can park her. There is literally 2 weeks worth of their trash in the garage. Like, they couldn't take it to the end of the driveway.
Well, that is a long walk, man.
So we did it. And it's like, your 16-year-old son couldn't do it. They have a UTV, like one of those side-by-sides with a, but it's got like a pickup bed on the back. A four-wheeler could have taken it in that. Three pickup trucks, his main truck, then like an old 46 Chevy or something like that, and then like a 72 Chevy. Could have thrown it all in the back of the truck and thrown it to the end of the driveway. But no, we had the work guys go out and do it. And it's just like, it pisses me off. Like, he complains about, my boss will complain about, oh, I had to do this by myself. Get your lazy son to do it. He talks about how athletic and fast and strong he is. Have him all that stuff.
Yeah.
Irritates me.
Have him pick up a few trash bags.
Yeah, instead of me having to drive out there to do something that should just be routine. Ugh. I think my boss is losing his mind. Seriously. It's just pisses me off. Yeah, kids who are lazy, don't work, anything like that. Especially when they have a life like that where they're given everything.
Yeah, I mean, my parents, they spanked the shit out of me. I'm not, you know how everyone says that shit, you know, even if their parents didn't. I mean, I don't know if I'm a good example, but I turned out okay.
Yeah, hey, I did all right. I did all right. I mean, for me, it was, my grandma would be like, hey, go pick your Switch. And be like,
oh, yeah. I grew up that way.
Yeah.
And then you make the mistake of getting, like, the little floppy ones, and they hurt more.
They hurt way more.
Yeah.
It's like,
wrap around the leg.
Yeah.
Half the time, she wouldn't even have to use it, because just the terror of having to go out there and pick it was enough to set me straight.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, I learned my lesson. It's all lovey-dovey, let's not keep score.
Fuck that. I'm trying to win. Whatever. I want to know I win.
That's right.
All right, I guess I can do my, grind my gears. Do you have any lube your gears besides titties?
Just the nice weather. Okay. I'm looking forward to spring. I'm looking forward to just everything I like to do, whether it's go to the lake or ride motorcycles.
Masturbate?
Well, masturbate with the windows and doors open.
Yeah.
Which is the preferable way.
The only thing
that's... The fat chick outside likes that, right?
Oh, yeah. And also the people over there.
Yeah, I mean, she'll have a cheeseburger in one hand and your dick in the other.
Yeah. No, she just watches. She doesn't get to touch.
She just watches eating two cheeseburgers. Yes.
Sometimes I do it out on the balcony over there.
They're like, hey, everyone, look at me.
I guess I should have mentioned that since Reniko is here, I opted out of wearing my normal American flag thong and velvet robe. But this is the only time. If you come on next time, it's coming out.
I'll appreciate you not doing that this time.
I'm somewhat considerable.
All right. I'll do my grind my gears.
Let's do this.
But first, I really want a hug from a skinny chick with big tits.
It's pretty awesome.
I want that. All right.
It's pretty awesome. Squish.
Yeah.
The squish is just...
All right. Here we go. Maps, craps, mishaps, assless chaps, misinformed facts, boobies. Oh, shit. That lack.
I was going to say, what?
A stupid hat, chicks that are fat, bats, gnats, being cold, mold, being told some stupid shit. I used to get lit, not even a little bit. The ship, Titanic, getting licked. The taint, when someone faints. Smell of paint, when pussy stinks. When someone uses ain't, that's dumb. Your mind is numb, a stupid bum. When I come too fast, that shit needs to last. Reliving the past, being in a cast. Reality television. Fucked up missions, selling shit with no commission. How that vampire in Twilight glistens. Not catching anything when fishing. Goats, moats, the chokes when someone pokes. Tone Loke, and country folk.
Man, yeah. We should change the name of that from Grind My Gears to Jeff Raps. I'm going to auto-tune that and set it to a beat.
The new Vanilla Ice. I like it.
Well, the thing is like, why that started is because one time we were recording... And, dude, I thought I was going to fucking faint, dude. I was, like, hot as shit. So I was trying to get through it as fast as I could. Like, I took off my jacket, and I never do it.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, I'm going to die. But I lived.
You did, yeah. In case you're wondering.
I fucking lived. Too bad for you guys.
I know. I'd be asleep by now. Yes, Jeff Raps. Seriously, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be, like, set up a beat.
Don't auto-tune it, because I don't want to go all Kanye.
It'd be funny. You gotta auto-tune at least once.
It'll be more like was it Antoine Donson? You know what he did that? Climbing in your bedroom, in your windows.
Oh yeah.
What's it?
They're coming for your women and children or some shit.
Hide your kids, hide your wife. Yeah. They're raping everyone around here.
You know he's straight now.
He's also rich.
Just off that shit?
Hell yeah. The kids put the song on iTunes, and they all the money that was off iTunes they gave to him.
Man, I need to say some. I say plenty of stupid shit
to get him out of Linkin Park.
Fuck. Okay.
Speaking of this goes back to earlier. Speaking of fat asses, have you seen the thing? The fat guy that was dancing, and someone took a picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the story about that? Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, it's just this huge guy, you know, kind of balding. I don't know. He looks like he's probably in his 30s. So there's two pictures, and they take, you know, there's one, he's like doing some dance move, and then there's another one where he just looks sad and dejected. And the caption is like, you know, saw this fat ass dancing, but he stopped when he saw us laughing. And so they posted online. Well, it caught on. It started to spread. And some, I can't remember her name, but some model said, said, this is sad. You know, this shouldn't happen like this. And she said, let's find this guy. I can't remember what the hashtag was. Like hashtag.
Fat guy?
Yeah, something like that. Hashtag big dance guy or something like that. And so it started to spread around to all these women in the modeling community. And I think the number now is up to 1,700 where they're like, if we find this guy, we're going to throw him a dance party. And it's going to be him and all of us. And that's it.
Man, I need to get fucking fat.
How has he not appeared yet?
No, they finally found him. It took 2 weeks, I think. They found him. He's in England right now. So they're going to fly him out to L.A. and just have this big party.
So he waited for the numbers to go up.
I guess, maybe.
Smart man.
Maybe that was his point. But yeah, one of the blogs I checked listed a lot of these tweets that were going through. And so, of course, what do? I start Googling these chicks, and I'm like... Wow.
So pretty much he's going to be dancing with a boner all night.
No joke. But they'll never see it. Because he's got a dicky-do.
Yeah.
You know what a dicky-do is?
I got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it's when your belly sticks out farther than your dicky-do.
All right, I'm going to do word association with Reniko.
All right, we'll boost his treble for this.
Okay, oh, now, just first thought that comes to your head, you just say it, no matter what it is.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be one word, it could be a sentence, it could be whatever, but...
Okay, you ready? Ass.
Pornhub.
Titties.
Brandon.
Yes!
Vagina.
Definitely you, Jeff. That's all you.
Asians.
Squinty eyes.
White people.
There's a lot of them.
Tyler Perry movies.
Gay black men writing movies.
See, this one's close to my heart because I would have sugar coated on the bottom, like if you drank it, you'd be up all night. But Kool-Aid.
You know, Kool-Aid's it's close to my heart too. You know, so.
What's your favorite flavor?
It's really a setup question. But I'm gonna have to say grape. All right. I gotta go with the stereotype.
I'm gonna say Purple Source Rex. You guys remember that?
I like the, what is it, cherry?
Cherry's good. It's a good go-to.
I had two roommates when I was in college, and I made some Kool-Aid, and it was like, the sugar was caked on the bottom.
Yep.
He drank some, he was pissed the next day, he was like, dude, I didn't sleep. I'm like, you shouldn't have drank that shit, you saw the sugar on the bottom.
No joke, that's me and sweet tea.
Okay, chicks that are kind of ugly but have a killer body.
Brandon, throw me a bone, give me some help. Butterface. All right, let's go ahead.
Murder.
First 48.
Skateboard.
For real.
Sharks.
Hopefully someone getting eaten by one and dying.
Jeff's greatest fear.
Yeah, sharks are my biggest fear. Snakes.
On a plane. On the motherfucking plane. No, I'm sorry.
That's like the dumbest movie Samuel L. Jackson's ever been in.
It's the dumbest movie anyone's ever been in.
I've only seen the scene with the tits. That's it.
That's all you really need to see. Yeah, after that
was satisfying.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Probably a white guy.
Yeah. Yep. Porn.
Hub.
Cheerios.
Kevin Garnett. I'll explain that one.
Pinocchio.
Was it really his nose that was growing? Mm-hmm. Or was that just G-rated for the kids? No.
I think it was his nose, but may have been his pecker.
Either way, it was wood. Yeah. So interpret it whichever way.
All right. Suge Knight. He just ran over a motherfucker.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Very nice guy.
Basketball.
Greatest thing ever.
Sex.
How about both at the same time?
That's tough. That's,
yeah, you know.
Rugby.
Homosexual football.
Golf.
I like all the black guys that play golf. Like that one.
VJ. Is VJ Singh? Is he considered black?
No, he's like some Arabian
shit. Is Tiger Woods considered black?
Yeah.
I'm not sure anymore.
I can't remember. What was the race Olympics? Did he get traded?
Yeah, by Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, yeah.
Tiger Woods.
Monogamous.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good stand-up guy. Family guy.
Role model.
Trees.
Cut them down.
Thank you. See, he's not a hippie.
Yeah.
I would say smoke them, but that's another stereotype of...
You know. Also, this is a family show, so we don't talk about stuff like that.
Yeah, and speaking of family show, the next one is fuck.
That's the next word?
Mm-hmm.
The next chick I see.
Whoa, careful.
If it's that fat chick, dude, I'm going to be like, hey, lady. Okay. Gays.
Don't really have one for the guy.
Okay. We'll say gross butt sex.
Cornell.
Potato chips.
Kenny just won.
Mexican food.
It's probably more of American food now.
Yeah.
Since everything's in Spanish here.
That's true. Okay. Doctors.
Dr. Jeff.
That's right.
He's the best doctor I know.
Good answer. That was scripted.
Feelings.
Who has those?
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, and this is funny, because we did feelings. Your daughter.
Damn it, Jeff. I'm not going to get emotional on here, so... I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay. We'll just leave it at you, lover.
Yeah, let's go there.
All right. Macy Gray.
Did she ever really choke? You know? Did she really choke?
I really fucking hope so.
Yeah, I haven't heard from her in a while. So.
Yeah, I'm thinking she might have died on that choke.
Okay, on this, the second word on this, I was trying to type something, and this is what came up.
Okay.
Scrooge McDickmouth.
Wow. Jordan, your manager.
Yeah.
How often do you type dick mouth enough that your Apple iPod phone just assumes that's what you meant?
A lot. Mexicans name Jesus.
I thought they were all named Jesus.
That's true.
Or Jesusa.
Yeah.
The Celtics.
Hate them.
Cheese.
Are we taking a picture or what?
I could.
Okay. Yeah, oh yeah. Vanilla Ice.
Greatest rapper ever.
Craig Sager.
He looks like he's about to die.
He almost did. And the last one is Viagra.
Hopefully we'll never need that. So.
Yeah. I kind of want to try it just to see what happens.
Well, the smartest thing they ever did was in their advertisement is say, if this lasts more than 4 hours, seek your doctor's help.
Well,
you've been photoed.
I'm not sure what I was smart, though. I mean,
dudes, chicks are like, yeah, 4 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it just gives you opportunity for more chicks, you know?
Well, that's true, and I'd be tired after, like, 2 minutes, and I'd be like, fuck, I've got
3 hours, 58 minutes.
Yes, that.
Well, see, the advantage for me is, like, since I'm always like to be first and last.
You can be like, next, and then.
I'm ready when the last comes around.
Yeah. So. I don't think I've seen a camera like that in a, well, ever.
Yeah, there's a story. I can't remember if I told the story about that in an episode. I got it as a party gift.
Yeah.
For my cousin's birthday party. It's like a $120 instant camera.
You got it back in the 80s?
Yeah. It was an 80s party. That's why we got them. But it's they still make them. I don't know. There's a picture of Jeff somewhere over there.
Looking sexy.
And one other thing I'm going to gripe about. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Speaking of Vincent Van Gogh, or however, some nerd is probably going to correct us on the pronunciation of that.
Fuck them. Dude cut off his ear.
Yeah, why?
Over a girl.
Yeah. So this standard, I watched this video the other day, and I probably watched more of it than I should have, about this guy who took a year to propose to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I saw it pop up on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll watch this. So yeah, it's like a 15-minute video. I think I watched maybe 1 minute and 30 seconds of it. And he makes a sign every day for a year and takes a video, short video of it, saying, you know, will you marry me, this and that, whatever, and then gives it to her on the last day. And so I'm like, you know, you hear girls talk about, oh, you know, my fiancé, he better propose to me, you know, in the best way ever, or my ring better look like this or this and that. And it's like, really? Or else what?
Yeah. Are you going to say no?
Are you going to be like, no, I'm not marrying you, because let's get this over with now.
When I proposed to my ex-fiance, and this will probably tell you why she's my ex-fiance, I took her up to the mountains, proposed to her, then banged the shit out of her. In the backseat.
Nice.
That's exactly how I would expect that to go.
Is backseat a euphemism?
No.
Okay, the actual backseat.
No, I don't like the pooper.
But yeah, it's that, you know, that whole thing of like, oh, you didn't take me to this restaurant?
Me to McDonald's? Yeah, bitch, they had the value menu.
That bugs the crap out of me. Like, what? Why? What? I mean, I understand, you know, treating your girlfriend like a princess or whatever, but really?
She better get good head for that.
Like the best.
Yeah. Like they make your toes curl.
Exactly.
All right.
I don't know, but it's just, it just bugs the crap out of me. Like, why does it have to be that way? Hey, yeah, it's like, hey, I'll buy you a expensive ring if you go, you know, get fake tits.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Why? You should like me the way that I am. Exactly.
I do, but big tits you better. Yeah. All right, my last thing, I'm going to go ahead and do my last open letter, and then we can wrap it up.
Wrap it up, like always.
I like doing it raw.
Yeah, I kind of do too. Kind of a bite the pillow, I'm going in.
Yeah, learned a lesson from that.
All right, since we don't use real names, call this guy 23.
Okay, yeah.
You gay-ass bitch with your douchebag haircut.
And narrows it down.
You talk like you have two dicks up your nose, you nasally ass. You saw Magic Mike 3 times in theaters and own the extended version DVD that shows a minute and a half more naked ass and dicks. You're offended by the word fag, yet I've heard you use it. You said you're a fag magnet. You said, who can blame them? That's right, they can spot one of their own, bitch. Instead of fucking chicks, you go shopping with them. You are a fairy tale without the tail. You're gayer than Neil Patrick Harris, but not as funny. You assess a situation minus the ESS. Your favorite position is dick in mouth. You use a penis pump on your asshole. Your last date...
You got a diagram of that? How that works?
No. Your last date was with your left hand while picturing Freddie Mercury, and the hand didn't call you back. You're hiding in the closet, but everyone knows you're there. You tickle the brown. The only time you get your dick wet is when another guy is sucking it. You lick buttholes with balls on your nose. You can't hear your own farts. You eat generic cereal, that shit that comes on the bottom shelf in bags. You think Hooters is a eating establishment about owls. I'm done, bitch. This is Jeff signing off with Go Finger Your Own Asshole, you fag.
It's going to take all of them. Fingers, that is. All the fingers.
And a little fist.
Yeah, possibly.
Fist fuck?
What do they call that? The old the minivan?
Yeah.
You ever heard of the minivan?
No.
Do you like me to tell you what the minivan is?
Go for it. Let me hear it.
Two in the front, five in the rear. I saw a t-shirt with that.
The only thing I really know is the Dirty Sanchez, which is fucking gross. Yeah.
The chili dog. You know about the chili dog, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my new pickup line. Sup, girl? How you feel about chili dogs?
What does that mean?
I'm not going to say that on here.
My favorite still always will be Let's Go Halves on a Bastard.
On a Bastard, yeah.
I got a feeling that's worked for you before, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a lot of bastards out there.
That's true.
One day when I'm 40, some 18-year-old's going to be like, Daddy! And I'll be like, yeah. No.
I did see this kid that looked like you, but...
I might pay some kid to do that to you. Just walk
and
in.
And you know what I'll say? I'll be like, fuck no.
I'm going to put it out there on Craigslist.
I'll be like, wait, what's your mom look like?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She's fat? No. She's hot? Man, why not?
Yeah. At least once. Be like, we need to do this again just to make sure.
See if the other kid comes out and looks like this.
See if this feels familiar.
And then you go 10 seconds and she's like, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, like, for me too. Yeah, I remember you. Worst 10 seconds of my life.
The best of mine.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. That's all I got.
Anything else to say? You didn't say a lot.
I didn't have a lot to say this time.
Well, he did the word
that
association.
Is true. That is true.
And he said more than anyone else has, except Cornell.
That is true.
I gotta meet Cornell. You guys, y'all bag on him a lot.
I do need to.
If he were on this show, it'd be like an hour and fucking 50 minutes.
We'd be talking about programming and...
Yeah, some nerd shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we talk about nerd stuff, but it's, you know...
It's in moderation.
Yeah, look at that.
That's a sexy motherfucker.
That's
right,
a pretty
there.
Good picture, man.
Wow.
That's a good pose and a good photographer, I think.
All right, we're going to do our whole ending lines.
Yeah, we can tell people. We should make him do the commercials.
He probably doesn't know them.
I do not know them.
Oh. Why don't you do them?
All right, I'll do them. Check the Face Space webpage. Like it. Share it with people. Get more likes for us. Hopefully, I know I keep saying it every time, but maybe one of these days I'll sit down long enough for Maverick and I to post a video. Listen. Have people listen. Force people to listen.
Put a gun to their head.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a nice family show. So, like, you know, birthdays, Christmas.
Family friendly, yeah. St. Patty's Day's coming up. Easter's coming up.
Valentine's. Yeah. Valentine's Day, you and your lady can make the sex to it.
That's another year away, though, so it's a while.
Oh, yeah. Valentine's already passed.
Yeah, yeah.
That shows you how much I fucking
exactly.
care about it.
Yeah, but, you know, Easter's coming up when you're having your Easter dinner or whatever.
Usually ham.
Yeah. Play that over the airwaves.
And then, you know, girls wearing, like, pastel-colored dresses and shit.
Do, like, sundresses. That's one of the reasons why I'm happy it's getting warmer.
Well, that's the only reason to work at the place we work at.
It's true, yeah. Sunday afternoons.
It's sure not for benefits or management.
Yeah, yeah.
I always like sundresses when it's windy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, you know?
Yeah. God, I do miss those days.
I like yoga pants whenever, as long as it's not a fat chick.
That's true. Or a dude.
Yeah. I saw a chick with a fat ass today wearing yoga pants. I was like, yes.
Yeah, there you go. So, do all that. Listen, spread the word.
All right. Well, Renigo, thanks for being on, my
thanks
friend.
For coming. Thanks for coming. Me. Sitting here.
My brother from another mother.
Sir.
Well, we'll get you on again.
Definitely, dude.
Assuming he wants to come back.
I'll be back.
He'll be like, man, fuck that.
Especially that dog.
All right. Yeah. Well, remember, people, get yourself spayed or neutered. We got a bunch of dumbasses walking around we don't need anymore.
And also remember that 90% of the hands you shake, including the ones today, probably used for masturbation.
All right, later.
See ya.
Bless you.
Wow.